Lesson 3. Outcomes. Describe the process of cleaning, inspecting, and maintaining a ladder. Ladder inspection, cleaning, and maintenance. Fire service ladders must be able to withstand considerable abuse, including sudden overloading, exposure to temperature extremes, and falling objects striking the ladders. Clean and inspect ladders after each use. During inspection, you should cover all parts of the ladder and determine the cause of a part that shows excessive wear. Inspect ladders per departmental policy. Periodic inspections, service tests, cleaning, and maintenance are critical to ensure the safe operation of ground ladders. Inspecting and service testing ladders. NFPA 1932, Standard on Use, Maintenance, and Service Testing of In-Service Fire Department Ground Ladders requires ground ladders to be inspected after each use and on a monthly basis. When inspecting ground ladders, check the following on all types of ladders. Heat sensor labels on metal and fiberglass ladders for a color change indicating heat exposure, figure 8.6. Heavy carbon, soot, deposits or blistered paint on the ladder tips on ladders without heat sensor labels, indicating heat exposure. Discoloration on fiberglass ladders that could indicate heat exposure. Rungs for damage or wear. Rungs for tightness. Bolts and rivets for tightness. Welds for any cracks or apparent defects. Beams and rungs for cracks, splintering, breaks, gouges, checks, wavy patterns, or deformation. Worn areas caused by vibration at points of contact with apparatus or other ladders. Note, replace heat sensors when their expiration date is reached. Note, bolts on wooden ladders should not be so tight that they crush the wood. In addition to these general inspections, other items need to be checked, depending on the type of ladder being inspected. If any damage is found, remove the ladder from service until it can be repaired and tested. Ladders that cannot be safely repaired must be destroyed or scrapped for parts. The following sections highlight some of these items. Skill Sheet 8-1 contains general procedures for cleaning, inspecting, and maintaining a ladder. Checking ladder markings and labels. All fire service ground ladders are required to have markings and warning labels. These markings and labels are factory applied, although locally required markings may also be applied. These markings must be legible. The following markings are commonly found on fire service ladders. Designated ladder length, NFPA 1931. Standard for manufacturer's design of fire department ground ladders requires that the designated ladder length be marked on each beam within 12 inches, 300 millimeters, of the butt plate, figure 8.7. A manufacturer's nameplate includes the month and year of manufacture. This is also a requirement of NFPA 1931. Apparatus designation or a locally assigned inventory number, stenciled on the beam as required by the AHJ. A white tip or reflective tape attached to the tip, this makes the top of the ladder visible in smoky or dark conditions. A stripe indicates the balance point. Note, wooden ladders should not be painted because it can conceal damage to the wood. NFPA 1931 requires the manufacturer to have a certification label affixed to the ladder indicating that the ladder meets the standard. A variety of warning labels are also required on all types of ladders, including an electrical hazard warning label, figure 8.8. A ladder positioning label indicating the climbing angle and the side of the ladder that must be away from the building. Heat sensor labels are required on metal and fiberglass ladders, placed on the inside of each beam, below the second rung from the tip of each section. The heat sensor is preset to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, 149 degrees Celsius, and must have the expiration date indicated on it. Inspecting metal ladders. When inspecting metal ladders, you should look for evidence of flame impingement or heat damage, loose or missing rivets or fasteners, damaged or missing rubber on the footpads, dry rot or other damage to the halyard, corrosion or rust, loose or damaged rungs, cracks, bends, or other damage. Inspecting fiberglass ladders. When inspecting fiberglass ladders, you should look for cracks, chipping, or other damage in the fiberglass components, loose or missing rivets or fasteners. Evidence of flame impingement or heat damage. Corrosion or rust on metal components. Loose or damaged rungs. Damaged or missing rubber on the footpads. Dry rot or other damage to the halyard. Wooden ladders / ladders with wooden components. Look for the following when inspecting wooden ladders or ladders with wooden components. Areas where the finish has been chafed or scraped. Darkening, blistering or blackening of the varnish, indicating exposure to heat. Dark streaks in the wood, indicating deterioration of the wood. Marred, worn, cracked, or splintered parts. Shoes rounded or smooth. Water damage. Inspecting roof ladders. When inspecting roof ladders, make sure that the roof hook assemblies operate with relative ease, figure 8.9. In addition, the hook assemblies should not show signs of rust, the hooks should not be deformed, and the parts should be firmly attached with no sign of looseness. Inspecting extension ladders. When inspecting extension ladders, check the following. Pawl assemblies, the hook and finger should move in and out freely. Halyard, if damage or wear is found, replace the halyard. Halyard cable, check to see that it is taut when the ladder is in the bedded position. This check ensures proper synchronization of the upper sections during operation. Pulleys, make sure they turn freely. Ladder guides, check their condition and that the fly sections move freely. Service testing ladders. Fire service ground ladders are subject to harsh conditions and physical abuse. They must be service tested to ensure that they continue to be fit for use. NFPA 1932 serves as the guideline for ground ladder service testing. Service test all ground ladders before being placed in service, test annually while in service, and service test after any use that exposes them to high heat or rough treatment. The fire department or an approved testing agency should conduct the specified tests from the standard. NFPA 1932 further recommends that caution be used when performing service tests on ground ladders to prevent damage to the ladder or injury to personnel. Ladder cleaning. Regular and proper cleaning of ladders is more than a matter of appearance. Accumulated dirt or debris from a fire may collect and harden to the point where ladder sections cannot function as designed. Therefore, ladders should be cleaned after every use. Use the following guidelines when cleaning a ladder. Use a soft bristle brush and running water to clean the ladder, figure 8.10. Remove tar, oil, or greasy residues with mild soap and water or environmentally safe solvents and apply lubrication occasionally according to departmental standard operating procedures, SOPs, and manufacturer's recommendations. Look for damage or wear while cleaning the ladder. Report defects according to departmental SOPs. Wipe the ladder dry after cleaning or use. Ladder maintenance. It is important to understand the difference between ground ladder maintenance and repair. Maintenance means keeping ladders in a state of usefulness or readiness. Repair means to restore or replace that which is damaged or worn out. All firefighters should be able to perform routine ground ladder maintenance according to departmental SOPs and the manufacturer's recommendations. Any ladders in need of repair require the service of a trained ladder repair technician. General maintenance requirements for ground ladders include the following. Keeping ground ladders free of moisture. Storing or position ladders where they are free from vehicle exhaust or engine heat. Keeping ladders in an area where they are not exposed to the elements of weather. Painting ladders only for the purposes of identification or visibility, limiting painted areas to 18 inches, 450 millimeters, at the top and bottom of the beams.